Hello, my name is Kurt and I'm here from Radio BCAM. My topic is about teen death. The reason why I wanted to do this because teenagers are dying from violence. I know how violence can affect teenagers. I lost a friend because of a gun. His name was Mario Smith.
So Kurt, how did your friend pass?
I talked to my friend Shaquan about Mario. So, he's a good person to talk about this because he cares.
Like, he was outside hanging out with his friends in front of his grandmother's house, sitting down in front of the house. So, they hear a shot go because they said in a newspaper that it was a man that was arguing with a woman, and a man just went downstairs in his basement and got a gun and is shooting, but he missed. He had supposed to shoot the girl. That's what they said in the newspaper, but it was a crossfire. It could have hit him. And it was a lot of people around there, so people were just pushing each other to get away.
I feel sad he died. I feel hurting right now listening back to myself.
How old is he? He's 14 when he got shot.
Yeah, his mother must be very, very sad to see her 14-year-old son die, right?
Yeah.
He died at a very young age. 14-year-old, that's very young. And it's sad. Like, that's why, like, I think about it. And it just hurt me. He didn't even get to see the future. Like, he just died. Stopped early. Like, His mother was very mad. First, when I find out when he died, when I looked in the newspaper, because I always read the newspaper, so I see Mario Smith. I see his picture there, I'm like, wow. And I see a lot of teachers crying because they care about this kid right here. Like, this kid was into, like, fashion. Like, he was known around. He was known in the streets. So his name was, they call him Lil Pop. They call him Blocks because his mom called him Blocks because he go to every block. Like, it's very sad to lose a friend. It's very sad. When I first read it, I was just crying.
Most teen deaths, when you think about it, it's about losing someone young that they didn't live their lives.
Miss Murray is a counselor in my school. Counselors know about death because they work with a lot of teenagers like me.
You said that one thing you wanted to talk about was teen death. Is that because you had an incident that happened to you? Can you tell me about it?
My friend was outside and and listen how Miss Murray flipped the switch and interviewed
and
me.
And got the gun and just started shooting. There was a lot of people around that time.
And your friend died. How old was he?
He's 14.
Do you feel that your friend is going to miss out on anything?
Not really.
Why?
Because he was a good person and he did things. He was a funny person.
I know you asked me, what was the question you asked?
How do teens deal with death?
Well, I've spoken to a lot of teenagers in the past couple of years who've lost cousins and uncles and best friends and fathers, and speaking to each one of them differently, it begins by being angry. They're angry that this person is gone. And then after the anger, it's a lot of sorrow because they will not see that person again. But I think as time goes on, the teenager needs to figure out what it is about that person that made them so happy. And you just said that your friend was a nice person and he did things that made you laugh. So his loss wasn't in vain. And I think that's what teenagers need to realize, that even though they've lost someone, they have to try and remember that person for what good they've accomplished. Because everyone touches someone's life at some point. You know, like a newborn baby that comes into the world and they make you smile. And let's say they die by the time they're a month old. Even though they haven't been here long enough, there was always something about that baby that gave something to someone, right? So your friend's death was a loss to you and to his family. But when you think about it, you think about all of the good times and all of the fun things that you guys did together. And I think that's really important that we all do it, not just teenagers, but we all remember what was good about that person and what that person gave to us as an individual.
I will always remember that I was playing, I always used to play basketball with him. I will always remember that he used to dress nice. I always remember that he was funny and play fight. Even though he is gone, he will always be missed. I would encourage any teenager that lost friends to talk and share their feelings with counselors, friends, and family. It's important to know you are not alone. For Radio BCAM, I am Kurt Puria.
Radio BCAM is a project by Mr. Mendola's students at
Brooklyn Community Arts and Media High School.
We got support from Adobe Youth Voices and WNYC New York.
Thanks to Hillary Kolos from AYV and Courtney Stein and Verilyn Williams from WNYC Radio.
Radio Rookies.
Deuces.
Goodbye.